We want to speak to you about the power of placement. There's been so much emphasis in your world on how you feel, which of course is an important thing. But there is another equally important thing, and that is where you place yourself. You see, no matter what is going on with you or on in the world, there is always the place of the universe that has peace and wholeness and calm and all the things that you need, all the things that will take you through whatever you are going through. And when you think about that place does not go anywhere, then it brings you into the realization that it is not the problem with the place, it is that we leave it. And of course we leave it because there are all manner of things happening, but we very often leave that very powerful place of peace, looking for peace, looking for problem solving, looking for a way to make things complete or make people complete, depending on what is going on in your life. And what we want you to remember is that when you run away from the place of peace to find peace, you are going to be disappointed because you have run away from the place where there is calm and protection and joy and all the things that you really need. Now, so we want to talk about what is it then to return to that place. It is only one thing. It is remembering that that place is there. And we do not have to do some of the things that we believe we have to do. We do not have to have a perfect energy. We do not have to be doing everything right. We do not have to have sterling behavior at every turn. It has never been that way. We only have to return to the place. But to do that, you must know that that place is there and that it never goes away. When you begin to think of it in that way, you can actually change your body. You can change the panicky responses. You can change the, what do you call it? We enjoy that term, OCD, where you are frantically looking around for something. Oh, you can even change the loneliness. There are so many things that you can change, not by becoming a better person, not by learning more tricks, not by changing more things in your life, but by simply remembering that the place is here and it does not change. And when you step into it, it is there for you and it always will be. Very often in your world, you believe that you must make yourself come to an emotional place in order to be in that place. But that is not true. You can go from very, very upset. You can go from very sad. You can go from very whatever you are to that place simply because you know it is there. It is a decision to move into that place and to let that place bring you back into balance and to nurture you. And this is this is one of the beautiful free gifts of the universe that has been very much warped by the patriarchal teachings. So when it begins, what do I have to do to get to that place? You are already in trouble, because to go to that place, it's not a matter of what you have to do. It's a matter of knowing that it is there and it is open to you. And that is really the entire thing. If you can think of that place in your mind and know that it is the place of the universe and that it has everything that you need, then all you need to do is return to it because you decide to. Not because you have the perfect thought or the perfect action or the perfect anything, but simply because you decide to step into that place, to breathe into it, and to allow yourself to be loved and healed and rebalanced. This is one of the many lessons that qualify as the simplest of lessons, and yet the most challenging. But in order to master this, what we would like you to do is think about that place, think about how you feel when you are in it, and then ask yourself, what are you believing? What are you believing that would keep you from entering into that place? Because that is actually where the work needs to be done. You will find that you learn much about yourself from this too. You may find that you are having a hard time returning to the place because someone has been critical of you. And so your mind goes to that old judged place. Well, if I made a mistake, if I was wrong, then I have to get over whatever that is in order to be in that place. And in point of fact, you do not. You do not. One of the beautiful things that you have on the earth is your animals, as I believe you all know. And have you ever noticed that the way that animal loves you does not have anything to do with how well you behave, or whether you are thinking the perfect thought, or whether you get everything exactly right? The animal is connected to you and loves you, and the animal does not question. The animal simply loves you. Now, if you could magnify that by a million, then you begin to understand the nature of that place that the universe has made for you. It is asking you to step into the place that loves you and heals you and calms you and even makes everything in your life more clear. It is not frantic. It is calm. It is peaceful. And it is always there. Now, you can learn something about yourself when you discover why you do not move to that place. That in itself is a teaching. It's like, I know it's there. I know it is for me. Why am I not stepping into it? And when you do that, you will run into some of the beliefs that you are working to weaken and finally move out of your life. And they will become very clear for you. I do not get to be in that space because. And you understand there is no legitimate because. Because that place simply is. And stepping into it is just that. You feel it, you step into it, you allow it to take care of you. This is one of the simple, hard lessons. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Now see in front of you the circle of universal support. Simply envision it. See how wide it is. See the beauty and the richness in it and the peace. Step into it. Join the universe. Now feel that joining and all that is here for you. Allow love allow support. Allow healing. Allow clarity. Allow peace. Move your attention into your heart center and admire the beauty of what you've created. The safety, the love, the joy in creating. See all that your heart center has to offer you and be happy that you have created that. Thank you. Look around and see that there is a light by a path. And step onto that path. And let the path move you upward. And feel how you drop the heaviness of the world as you move without any effort, the path taking you higher and higher, and the air full of blessing, so that everything that you breathe supports you and loves you. And move upward till you come to a place of joy. And feel how this place fills you and helps you feel and remember all that nurtures your heart, all that lightens your load, all that allows you to be who you truly are. Step back onto the path and let the path move you upward. And feel yourself still lighter and higher. And come to the place of self-acceptance. And step into this place where you are already accepted. And allow that acceptance to come from all parts of you, especially any part that has resisted acceptance. Let it all happen for you now. Now feel the path move you higher so that you come to the place of the gift and resting the mind. You know the gift. And know that your teacher is here with you. And feel that gentle, strong, wise energy that loves you and walks with you, that is always there. Thank the teacher who's with you here and receive the teacher's blessing. Now come back down the path still breathing in all that is for you, all that blesses your life. And when you are in your heart center, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.